This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Cool mornings are the norm now at our home near the banks of the Ojalote. Afternoons are still quite toasty, but 60-degree mornings feel downright chilly. I mean, not put on extra clothing chilly, but pretty darn nice. I suppose it's a signal that says fall is on the way, and there are the dry breezes that say the same, but so far this year, I've not gotten the fall feeling, the fall signal that makes me stop whatever I'm doing and say, oh, there you are. Hello, fall. And so I wait. Some hot afternoons, clouds build in the sky above the Sulphur Springs Valley, and monsoon moisture spits and sputters around us, lightning and sprinkles. Hardly seems worth the drama. But as Ms. Mosquiti pointed out to me, the temperature drops, and then a hot afternoon is soon overcast and mild, and afternoon chores become glorious. On cool mornings, I've noticed bumblebees are the first out hitting the flowers around our 1991 Marvelette. The flowers like hummingbird mints, the cinnas, the salvias, the blanket flowers, the chocolate flowers, the bumblebees are there. Then butterflies show up. Dozens of large orange sulfur butterflies flutter around and feed on the same flowers as the bumblebee. Numerous, and I do mean numerous, pipevine swallowtails are in the mix. Those adult pipevine swallowtails are so tattered at the end of their life. Sometimes I'll look at one on a flower and wonder how it even flies with its tattered and torn wings. I found one on the ground with very little wing left, and yet it flapped along, trying to reach air, get into the air, you know, just determined and would not stop. Be a butterfly until you die. On a very floriferous salvia, I noticed the wings of an orange sulfur. No body, just wings. Got to be a praying mantis in there somewhere, I thought, and peered into the foliage. And sure enough, a tubby female mantis was lurking, waiting for unsuspecting butterflies to come in for nectar. The next day, I noticed swallowtail wings lying on the leaves. What a predator! Other butterflies are in the mix as well. You know, queens wander through our yard, black swallowtails, gulf fritillaries, painted ladies. Butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. And if you live among the plants that are hosts to species of butterflies, well, then you will have butterflies. But expect those host plants to be eaten. Pesky butterfly and moth larvae love their host plants. Gobble, gobble, gobble. We love to eat and grow, caterpillars shout to one another across the plant they're eating. I found a vine called Gonolobus productus. I'm not making this up. Growing in some wait-a-minute bush. It's in the milkweed family. Well, I gathered a pod of this Gonolobus productus and a follicle, I should say. A pod is a follicle. And grew some from the seed. I couldn't give those plants away. But in my nursery, queen butterfly caterpillars ate them. How cool is that? How cool is that? Gonolobus productus. What a name. You want to put pebbles in your mouth and shout at the ocean. Gonolobus, Gonolobus productus. I think it's got a new name. It always happens to me. I think it's Metellia, something like that. Anyway, I like Gonolobus. Hey, about a year ago, I was trotting along the Ojalote and spied some yellow flowers atop a 2-foot-tall perennial. I stopped, and doggone it, it was unmistakably goldenrod. And whoa, I love goldenrod, a major flower of my Kentucky childhood. One species is the state flower in Kentucky. And I made a mental note to come back and get some seed later that fall, the seed of solidago. And I did, and I grew some solidago, another plant I can't seem to give away. I have a knack. But what beautiful fall blooms on goldenrods. 11 species in Arizona. There were 30 species of goldenrod in Kentucky. There are, 130 species, mainly North America, but a couple in Europe and Asia. But the one I was growing and now planting around my place, Solidago missouriensis. Solidago from Latin meaning to make whole, alluding to its medicinal healing properties. Missouriensis was where it was first described. Show me some Solidago. And you can conclude from that name that it has quite a range. And in Arizona, it's found all over the state and all around you and me from 4,800 feet up to 9,000 feet in elevation. And since I got quite a few to plant, there'll be a good population near the banks of the Ohuolote. And, you know, on cool fall mornings, bumblebees and butterflies will visit those goldenrod flowers. Yeah, they will. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.